Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? I saw a disregard, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
You got it.
up, Shade of Truth family? Can y'all hear me out there? Let me give it a few seconds just so I get confirmation that I'm on. But while I'm getting confirmation that I'm on, you know, we're going to ask y'all how y'all doing out there on this lovely Sunday evening. Right now it's 8:43, and today is Sunday, November the 13th. We almost halfway through November. Honestly, I don't even remember when October ended. 2016 going by so fast, and it's taking so many people with them. 2016 has been a great year, though. I'm kind of liking 2016, you know, but I'm ready to get into 2017 and more adventures, and I'm ready to get the ball rolling. Let me see, am I on yet? I'm still... I got a good little interesting 21 questions for us tonight. It's actually a little bit more than 21 questions. I was on Twitter. I came across this very interesting thread. I was like, it'd be interesting if I answer these questions, you know, with you guys tonight. So we're going to go ahead on and get started. All right, y'all. First question. How your day been so far? So far, my day has been a little stressful, but, you know, I'm getting through it nonetheless. I think my baby's teasing or something. I don't know. He's just been super clingy, you know, stressing me out with the whining. But aside from that, you know, I cook, you know, chill. It's been a good day. All right, question number two. What season were you born in? I was born in the wintertime. I'm a winter baby. Cold-blooded, cold-hearted. I'm a winter baby. Next question, number three. What age did you experience your first heartbreak? I think I was 15. Yeah, I was 15, right? And I was dating this boy. And basically, like, my mom was sick, and she was, this is right before I had met him a couple of months before she passed. So, you know, me and him had been dating for, like, 4 months, like, 3-4 months. And, you know, when she passed, like, I just felt like I was a burden to him. So, you know, I was like, I told him, well, you know, we should just be friends or whatever. But he was like, no. He really wanted to, you know, be there for me this and third. And, you know, basically, like, 2-3 months later, this nigga goes and break up with me, talking about, oh, this, that, and third out. You know, I'm angry and all this other stuff. No, duh, nigga, shit, I told you should have left me alone when I was going through what I was going through. Yeah, that shit was so hard. So, yeah, I was on 15. Question number four. What zodiac sign do you get along with the most? I don't know with all zodiac signs, but the most I would have to say Virgos and Scorpios. I have a lot of Virgo friends, always have, and a lot of Scorpio friends. A lot of them. Question number five. Which zodiac sign do you tend to have the most tension with? I want to say Aries. Like, Aries, like we just be bumping heads because, like, they always want to be first, want to be right, want to be, they want to be the leader. And, like, we don't always need to be, like, you know, everybody do their own thing. And they just don't respect that code. I'm going to do your own thing kind of person. And Aries just don't, you know, so I don't really fuck with them like that. You know, I try to stay away from damn Aries. But I do, I'm going to say this, though, but I do have a few, one or two really, really good Aries friends. But, you know, them friends that you always arguing with, joking with, shit like that. Like, yeah, we be bumping heads. But, you know, we respect each other. So, you know, it'd be all right in the end. What are you going with? Question number six. Do you like men called they? Yeah. I like men called they. I like calling people they. But I like calling my man they. I like being called Banks. You like. Question number 7. How do you calm down after being upset? I say, woo, sa, ham, la, 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 sha, ma, shit, sight. I roll up. Oh, and then I become again. Question number 8. What area code are you from? 305-786. 305-786. That's my area code. Ain't that your area code? Yeah. Thinking about the zip code. Hell no. Question number 9. What's the personal goal for you this week? I mean, this week, yeah, this week. This is a two-part question, this week and this month. For me, this week, my personal goal is to hang up all the picture frames and, well, paintings that I have. That's my goal this week. And tomorrow, that is my goal. Picture frames, mop, that is my goal. This month, a personal goal for me this month is, I have a few. Some things inappropriate for social media. But for this month, a personal goal for me is to just help my son reach the next motor milestone. That's one of my personal goals for this month. Question number 10. Are you clingy? Yes. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I like to, you know, be up under the people that I like. I don't know. That's just me. Question number 11. What's the benefit of consistency? Results. Duh. Results. That is the benefit of consistency. You get results. Not only that, you get improvement, you get growth. There are a lot of benefits that come from consistency. You know, when you're consistent, the most beneficial thing from that is growth. Because when you're consistent, you're learning how to be better, how to do better, and how to always, you know, improve. Question number 12. What do you value most when it comes to friendship? Most is like I value sound advice. You know, because that's like very rare in today's society. But I really do. Like if you're a sound mind and thinker and like you're not off the, you know, jump to conclusions and things like that, like that's what I value. Question number 13. In a relationship, how do you handle past insecurities? In a new relationship, how do you handle past insecurities? Well, first of all, like, before you get into the new relationship, you got to handle that, like, on your own. You got to address that, you know, this is one of my weaknesses, and, you know, you're supposed to be working on it, and just be mindful when you in the moment. So it becomes a little bit easier on you with, you know, when you overwhelmed by, basically, let's give an example. Like, say in a past relationship, like, the man who you was with, he cheated on you. So in a new relationship, you know, you have to be mindful that this is a different person, that this person may not necessarily do the same things that person did. And if they do, they may not have the same intentions. Not cheating, but, you know, basically, like, if this person not answering their phone, maybe they are at work. You know what I mean? So it's like you just got to talk to yourself. Like, that's how you handle those insecurities. Talk to yourself and, you know, reassure yourself and just basically check and balance yourself. Like, you know, you got to keep yourself in check. Like, that's how you handle your insecurity. Just keep yourself in check, you know? Like, evaluate the situation, evaluate the person, and then evaluate your feelings. Like, you know, address them. You know, start with the man in the mirror. 14. Last time you cried. Today, man, I was so overwhelmed. Goddamn baby wouldn't stop fucking crying. And then I'm trying to cook. Oh, my boyfriend getting ready to go to work. And I'm just like, oh, my God, this shit is just too much. And I had just put him down to sleep. And every time I put him down, he was waking up. So I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to cry too, goddamn it. Number 15, what do you like about yourself? I like that I'm always, like, even when I get knocked down, I'm always get back up. I'm always try. Like, I ain't going to give up. I'm going to keep trying and keep trying to the point that I'm sometimes a perfectionist. But I love that about myself. I'm going to go hard always, no matter what. Yeah, go hard or go home, baby. Question number 16. Do you honestly feel confident in yourself? When I'm by myself and I'm performing by myself, yes. Like, but when I'm performing in front of somebody else for the first time, or even if it's not the first time, like when I'm performing in front of other people, like, no, I be so nervous. Even though I'm confident, like, in my abilities, I'm still nervous, so that my nervousness, it trumps my confidence. So it's like, no, no. But when I'm by myself and I'm performing, yeah, hell yeah, lots of confidence. But when I'm in front of others, it's whew, I be real nervous. But at the same time, you know, I'm always in the back of my head. I'm like, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this. So in a way, yes, I feel confident. But at the same time, it's some nervousness that comes along with it. And I be more nervous than confident. I be like, whew, I shake it off, shake it off. And laugh it off. I'm so silly. Laugh it off. All type of stuff. Just to, you know, get through it. I guess that's how I channel my confidence. Like, you know, hyping myself up. Like, you know, you can do it, you can do it. You know, shaking off the nervousness. And then that's how I done build up the hype. Boom, there it is. Question number 17. Can you cope with a partner that doesn't like public display of affection? Yeah, most definitely. Because I remember at one point, like, I ain't really like holding hands and kissing, and, you know, I ain't really like that. So if my partner don't like that, I wouldn't mind. You know, and then on top of that, even now, so, you know, people like to stare at you, like, hawkingly, like, for any little public display of affection. Like, if y'all pop kids or holding hands or holding fingers or hand on their lap, like, you know what I mean? So they don't feel comfortable and cool. It's whatever, man. Question 18. What would make you cheat in a relationship? Nothing, really. Because it ain't worth it. Like, honestly. Like, I like to live my life in the honest truth and light. Nothing will make me cheat, honestly. Question number 19. What keeps a relationship going? Love will keep us together. Love is what keeps a relationship going. You know, love for yourself, love for your partner, love for your family, love for your bond that you and your partner have that builds the family. That is what keeps the relationship going. But on a deeper note, with love comes, you know, communication. And, you know, just the drive and the goal to just build and, you know, grow together. Like, you know, that's what really keeps it together. Love and communication, building and growing, and that drive to be together. You know, you got to want to be with the person time and time again. You got to want to wake up to that person every single day. You got to want that. When I say every single day, like, don't be alarmed by how I'm saying it every single day, because, like, trust me, I love it every single day. But, you know, we're going to move forward to the next question, number 20. Would you ever get a matching tattoo with your partner? No. My boyfriend been asking me to get a tattoo for the last 2 years, and I'm just so against it. Like, I don't know. Well, I'm against it because a lot of relationships have ended, and most of the ones that I know with tattoos end up ending. And I don't want to be in that number. Like, yeah, we can do it. We can get the tattoo and be one of the ones to stay together forever and ever and ever. But I just rather not take that chance. You know, I feel like that's a jinx. So, no, I ain't down for no messy tattoo. That could kick rocks. Question 21. Well, I told you we got more than 21, though. All right. Question 21. Which is worse, friendship breakup or relationship breakup? I say friendship breakups are worse because, like, some friendships, they go all the way back to middle school, elementary school, high school, you know, grade school. Like, you know, you build so much trust and so many memories. And, like, you know, you got families, you know, these people's families. And, like, you know, you are, like, with friendships, like, you know, you become their family, their, you know, extended family. You become, like, their kids, godparents, and their kids call you aunties and uncles. So, you know, I feel like that one is just, ooh, that's just a little bit worse. Versus relationship, yeah, the family, like, sometimes they know that, you know, that relationship ain't going to last too long, so they don't build as close as a bond as versus a friend. Like, family never really gets too close with your relationship partners, but with your friends that you bring around, they be super-duper close. Like, they like, you know, they like family. Question number 22. It says, on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is sex in a relationship? Like a 7. Nope, a 10. Because sex is for procreation, and, you know, that's important. That's what this relationship is for. You know, we get to build our family and, you know, grow with each other. So, yeah, sex is like a 10. You know, they ain't say good sex. So, sex is definitely a 10. Question number 24, an unforgettable lesson you learned in that past relationship. You got to demand respect. That's what I learned. Like, however you let a person treat you, that's how the person going to treat you. Whatever you accept, that's what you're going to get. Whatever you demand, that's what you will receive. So, like, I just learned to, you know, this is what I want, and I'm not taking nothing less. It's like, you know, you go on eBay, and you see stuff, and they say the bid starting at $5. You can't go in there with $3 talking about, well, I'm going to start the bid at $3. It's no the fuck you won't, because the bid started at $5. So if you ain't got $5, you can get the fuck on, like, straight up. That's what I learned from past relationships. Like, stand your ground, demand what you want, don't accept nothing less. And own it. Like, that's just that. If a person ain't with it, and they feel like, oh, you know, what you won't do, the next person will. You damn right. What I won't do, the next person will. And the same for you. What you won't do, the next person will. So you can move on to the next person. Well, I'll move on to the next person. Hopefully, you get your needs met, and I get my needs met. Let's just call it, you know, let's just call it that. Because that is what it is. You know, I ain't saying don't compromise, but you got to be careful when you're compromising. You know, if something is very, very important to you, don't bend, don't break, you know, don't waver. Say, this is what I absolutely need. I need this from you. And if you can't give me that, I'm sorry. But I'm not sorry. I don't want to beat you. That's what I learned from a past relationship. Question number 25. From your past relationship, what has been your flaw according to your exes? They were saying I was too hard. They said that was my flaw. They said I was too hard. I was like a nigga. But I was raised by, you know, men who had game and who liked to play women. So, like, I'm not finna be no dummy, no jive takey. You wasn't finna dolomite me. Nah. No way, Jose. So, you know, I was always up on game. So, if being up on game is a flaw, I guess that was my flaw. So I was a real down nigga. I ain't play that. Question number 26. Do you have a favorite ex? What the fuck is that? What the fuck is a favorite ex? No, I don't have a favorite ex. No. Question number 27. What are the perks of dating me? The perks of dating me is growing your life. That's what the perks of dating me is. You know, having a better life. Your life will be easier, you know. When you got somebody who want to wake up and smile and cook and clean and go out and, you know, make shit happen, make that money, you know, that's a perk. On top of good sex, you know. Next question. Would you abandon your family to be with someone they disapprove? Hell yeah, fuck them. Next question. 30. Have you ever apologized even when you weren't in the wrong? Yeah, man. Like, sometimes, like, when you want to be in a relationship or you want to deal with people, like, you know, you want to be friends or you want your cousin and sisters and brothers and stuff to be mad at you or whatever. Like, even when you went wrong, you just want to keep the peace. Sometimes you just apologize. Like you know that they ain't going to be the bigger person at that moment. Like, you know, like, it ain't, honestly, like, you're not apologizing because you wasn't, you're not apologizing because you're wrong. You're apologizing because, you know, you can't make the situation any better by being defensive and fighting. So, you know, you're apologizing for fighting, you know, and not finding a better way to disagree. But you're not apologizing because you're wrong. You're apologizing for, you know, not finding a better way to disagree. If that makes any sense. Next question. Who is the person you go to when you're having a problem? The mirror. The mirror is my favorite friend. The mirror will never lie. The mirror only see the truth. The mirror is, like, so wise. I love the mirror. You know? Turn up. You hear him. Next question. Relax. Next question. Would you want a friendship like your parents? I don't even say friendship. It say, would you want a relationship like your parents? Nah. My parents was only married for a year, then got divorced, and I don't know what the fuck happened after that. Hey, don't fight me. Nah, I wouldn't want a relationship like that. You know, I like my relationship. I had a nice, open relationship with my man, and got nice baby, and, you know, we're doing our thing. Question number 33. Would your partner having a best friend of the opposite sex bother you? Yes. Yes, the fuck it would. If it ain't me, it can't be her. I'm sorry. She got to go. I don't know who that hoe is. She got to go. Even if I do know that hoe, she got to go. I don't like that. I don't, a shoulder to cry on becomes some teeth to suck on. Next question. Could you be with someone who has kids that weren't yours? I mean, yeah, at first it was hard, but now, you know, I got my own child, so, you know, if this don't talk to my man, I'm going to want somebody to be with me and my damn kids. So, you know, yeah. Question number 35. Pull a random question to someone. Yeah. Next question. How many fist fights have you been in? Man, they should be fighting my ass off growing up. I'm in a too many fist fights account. But if I had to count, let me see. I got in a fight in kindergarten. I got in a fight in first grade. And a fight in third grade. I got in a lot of fight in third grade. I got in a fight in fourth grade. I got in a fight in fifth grade. I got into like three fights in sixth grade. No fight in seventh grade. I got into like two, three fights in eighth grade. I'm down to no fight. Yeah, I got into like two fights in ninth grade. Got into a fight in college. Shit, a fight after college. Yeah, man. Another fight at the beach. Sure, I'm into a lot. A lot of fights, man. Ah, you could be thumping. But you know, those days are behind me. I mean, there's too many to count. Yeah, too many fights to count, baby. What's your nationality? I don't even know what the fucking nationality is. Let me Google what is nationality. Yeah, baby, relax. Oh, yeah, I hear you. You gotta relax. I'm gonna Google up what is nationality. Nationality, the status of belonging to a particular nation. Ethiopia. Oh, my nationality is Nigerian. That's what I am. I'm Nigerian. Awawa. Next question. Have you ever cheated? Oh, no, I have not. 39, at the 1. Oh, actually, it says on a scale of 1 to 10. I'm sorry, wait. I got that one mixed up. Hey, calm down, little baby. I think I got like 2-3 more questions. Relax. I'm trying to keep the little baby calm before I get to the rest of my questions. I still got like 8 more questions. All right, next question. Name something guys do that they think is attractive, but it's actually the opposite and killing their chances. Like when guys like brag about like, you know, all the women they done been with, like they think that shit cute. Like, that is not cute. That's actually unattractive. Like, you done spread yourself out far, wide, and thin, and some of everybody done had you boo. Like, you for everybody, just not for me. Sorry. Like, no chances. Like, get the All right. It says, how is everybody feeling about the post-election? Well, as you can see, Trump won. So, you know, that's crazy. Donald Trump won the election. But I already knew Donald Trump was going to win the election, honestly. The way America's set up, you know, he said everything he could to say, fuck you guys, y'all kiss my ass. And, he did just that. He gave you his ass a kiss, and they loved it. You know, America, like, they want a reality TV type of person. Like, they don't want somebody that's real and into the community and that's going to make a change. Because if they did, we would have been had that with the first president. We wouldn't have to wait for 45 fucking presidents, you know, to reach a utopia. But that's just my view on post-election. I ain't give a damn. I'm just happy that devil Hillary ain't in there. Because, you know, she ain't real live demon. She don't want our black men out here on the street. She want them locked up. I don't care what she said. Because, like, back in the 1990s, when she said that our young boys were super predators. Oh, best believe that our young boys in 2016 is 10 times worse than the young men that I grew up with on the streets in the 90s. 10 times worse. They have no respect. They have no manners. Like, you know, they have no social standards. So if she thought young men back in the 90s were super predators, I wonder what she think of these kids. But at the same time, they are kids. So, you know, the answer isn't locking them up. The answer isn't sending them to a detention center. That ain't the answer. The answer is being there for them and showing them something different. But, you know, she think they were super predators back in the 90s, like I said. Imagine what she think about these young men today. That's all I'm going to say. And you know what? That's not all I'm going to say, because you can't change. You don't really change your mind like that, especially when a generation, like, according to people like her, has gotten worse. Like, you're not going to say, well, yeah, No. Not unless you done been down and in the trenches with these people and really see how they live. And Hillary Clinton, she ain't been there. She hasn't seen the remedy for their situation. So she can't change her mind on stuff like that, because she don't know nothing about stuff like that, which is how she was able to classify them as a super predator to begin with. Boom. Next question. What is too few songs for an album, and what is too many songs? Too few songs, I would say one song. Like, you know, you have one song on your damn album. There ain't no damn album. That is a single. You know? And too many songs on the album. I like music. You know, I like them 24, 25. You know, so I guess, like, maybe, like, 30 songs, maybe. That'd be, 30 songs would be too much for me. But I like that 21, 22 songs on the album. I love that, man. I'll be looking for that. I love it, man. All right, next question. Have you ever took nudes just to look at them? Yeah. Actually, I remember when I ain't had no mirror back in college. I don't know what the hell happened to my mirror. But, you know, I used to use my camera. I used to take a picture of myself, you know, and look at it just to see, you know, like looking in the mirror, like dancing in the mirror. And I used to make videos, like, dancing in the phone, because I didn't have a mirror, so, you know, I was dancing in the video. I used to love to dance naked. I still love to dance naked. So, yeah, man, I think everybody take nudes, like, you know, naked pictures just to look at themselves. Like, who don't? I remember when I was pregnant, I used to take naked pictures to see how big my belly got and how big my booty got. Yep, man. I just take pictures like every week or two. Don't. Baby, keep trying to bite me. What is your favorite Alicia Keys song? My favorite Alicia Keys song is If I Ain't Got You. I absolutely love that song. And at one point, I hated that song. Like, that song was just life. I love Alicia Keys, man. Ladies, what have you done for him to deserve something for Christmas? I was his girlfriend all fucking year. That's what I did to deserve something for Christmas. That's all. If you with somebody, whether it's, you know, girlfriend or boyfriend, I believe, like, if y'all celebrate holidays, everybody deserves a gift. Like, honestly. But you gotta be careful, because, you know, some people, they give cheap ass gifts, other people give really, really expensive gifts. You know? So you gotta be able to set boundaries and be like, well, if me and you exchange gifts, like, a gift can't be no less than $50 and no more than $200. Like, you know, set boundaries. Like, you know, you could extend and shorten the amount too. You know, but just be realistic with the person that you're buying the gift for. Let them know this is the price range, and, you know, let's go for it. Next question. What's the hardest lesson you've learned thus far? The hardest lesson? Mm-hmm. I've learned so far is to pay attention. Honestly, like, when you're not paying attention, you walk around sleeping, sheeple, like, shit happens that you could have avoided. So just pay attention. That's something that I've learned. Like, that's been my hardest lesson. Because it's like, almost whenever I'm not paying attention, shit go wrong. Especially shit that if I was paying attention, I could have caught. So, you know, I just got to be very attentive. Next question. What is the greatest joy in your life right now? My child. He brings me so much joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy for my little boy. Yeah, you hear him. Up with mommy. As always. Always up with mommy. Up being active. Getting into everything. But, you know, she's my joy. Next question. What is one of the mantras that you live by? I don't even know what the hell a mantra is. So, let me go ahead on to my handy dandy. Google. I've heard the term before, but I've never actually used that term to actually, you know what that word means for me to explain it to somebody else. A mantra is a word or sound repeated to aid concentration and meditation. A slogan, a motto, a maxim, a catchphrase, a catchword, a watchword, a byword, a buzzword. Okay. So, my mantra would be, let me see the question again. Hold on. Let me see the question again. One of the mantras that you live by. Oh, you know, you can do it. Just keep trying. Like, that's what I be telling myself. Like, you know, you can do it. You can do it. Like, you know, it's going to be all right. Like, I just always tell myself it's going to be all right and you can do it. Like, that's something that I live by. Even when I was encouraging my baby, he trying to sit up, walk, talk, all this stuff. So, you know, I tell him, you can do it. Or, you know, he's doing a little crazy. It's all right. It's okay, baby. You know, we both live by that mantra. You can do it, and it is all right. And, you know, we coming up on the top of the hour. It's 9:21. And, you know, we're going to call it a night. And I hope y'all had a blessed night out there. I hope y'all enjoyed the question. You know, next time, call in, press that one. Same time, same place, right here. Say the truth, family. We out. Y'all have a blessed night, man.